Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Something that I do want to get into with the audience here. And Joe, you and I were giving out some Valkyrie tickets this week.
We certainly be listening in the next 15 minutes. Be listening to it. Yep.
So
all week long.
Hear me. Hear me out on this.
Valkyries blew out the Las Vegas Aces over the weekend, 95-68.
So hear me out on this. Something that you and I have been kind of kicking around for quite some time. I've noticed that, like, everywhere around town, people are like, oh, the Valkyries. I want to go to a game.
I mean, how many? 4 straight sellouts already? 18,000+ people. Dude, we're going to the game.
So there's the novelty of new, right? So being a new franchise. There's, you know, this big movement from random people, which is great to see. Hey, we have a women's team and I want to support it.
Yeah.
I want to see it succeed. I went to my doctor, Dr. Baker, for getting my teeth fixed a couple weeks back.
How's that going?
It's going a lot better.
Okay.
A couple weeks back, and the receptionist was like, oh, I am all in on the Valkyries. And she was just talking my ear off about the Valkyries. And one of the points she made was like, I get to go sit in seats that I otherwise couldn't afford. Now, they were still, you know, costly or whatever, but nowhere near what an NBA game was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I want to make sure this women's sport succeeds. I thought that was really cool. I'm always fascinated by what draws someone to want to go to a game. And so I throw this out to Giants fans right now. And I'm like, hey, look, like, clearly you guys are buying in on the product, but there's more to it. Why are we buying tickets right now? Why are we supporting this team? Why has there been a dramatic shift in optimism from where we were a year ago to where we are today? Because if the same elements were in play, but like Farhan was in charge, I don't think that we would have this same tenor. I don't think that their fans would be going. I think there's like 7 or 8 or maybe more different variables that are all at play right now. And I'm asking the fans that have gone to games or that are going to games or that are thinking about going to games, what is it? Like, is it I want to get out of the house? Is it feels like there's a party brewing at 3rd and King? Is it the Giants are fun again? Why are they fun? Is it I just want to love my team again? Is it I gotta get the kids out of the house? Is it the ritual?
I do think there is something with both. Now, there is the shiny new object that is the Valkyries, but this is kind of like a new, not to say a brand new Giants team, but it is a little different for these people that are Giants fans that have kind of, you know, fallen out of love, I want to say, the last couple seasons with this kind of brand of baseball. It's feeling a little bit different now and more reminiscent of when people were going to the games back in 10, 12, 14. I mean, they had that sellout streak for God knows how long.
Forever.
So long. Forever they had it, right?
Does the A's factor into this?
Maybe.
In terms of leaving?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe, again, like, I'm not going up to Sacramento, but Carter and I were actually talking about the weekend. He's like, Joe, we need to go out to, like, a Sacramento game. I was like, why? Like, no, but seriously, I have 2 kids, Joe.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to drive all the way up to Sacramento.
So from Oakland to Sac is how long?
Like an hour 45-ish, hour and a half.
It depends for me. It can be 2 hours.
But it depends. Like if I'm,
yeah.
If that's me.
That's a sucky drive.
That's me booking it, by the way.
Yeah, that's a sucky, 80's a sucky drive.
It's not fun. Like, I'd much rather, hell, take Bart. It's fun for the kids. Just go over there. We can walk a little bit, tire them out. Or I could drive over, find a spot, and go over there. That's a lot easier for me to do that. Like, I'd rather go to a Giants game, a Giants-Dodgers game. That's really fun. Or hell, if the Giants or the A's come down here. But the A's, like, yeah, my kids are probably going to be Giants fans because I'm going to be going to a lot more Giants games. It's
convenient.
It's convenient. And that's a reason why I went to a lot of A's games as a kid. My dad being a Giants fan is because it was cheaper and it was easier to find parking. Yeah. Or we could go take BART.
No,
it was
convenience
right there.
Is clearly a factor.
It's really a factor.
It really
so,
is.
That is part of the reason. And you mentioned the Valkyries. It's interesting, Joe. I was reading a
there's some overlap in terms of why you want to go to a game.
You want to check this out as 95.7 The Game obviously is the home of the Golden State Valkyries. You can download the Free Odyssey app, find that Valkyries tab. If you want to stream their games anywhere, Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones doing a hell of a job. I was checking into the game on Saturday where they blew out the Las Vegas Aces. Forbes had an article. This is the title of it. Why the Golden State Valkyries will be the WNBA's most valuable team next year. Now, the cynics might say, oh, well, you know, what's value comparative to the NBA? It's night and day. It's not the same. We're not saying that. I can already hear the chuckles from a lot of the naysayers when it comes to WNBA. But Joe Lacob is the owner of this team, and he's in the business of making money. He knows what it takes to make money. Guy's a billionaire for a reason.
Well, okay? So let me stop you there. So part of the faith in the Valkyries whole thing is because of the equity they've built with the Warriors.
Yes.
No, I'm not saying that's the only thing, because I told you all the other reasons, and there's plenty others that we haven't even described. But there is something to be like, hey, we believe in Joe Lacob, and he's not going to put his mind to something if he's not going to see it through. Would you agree?
I would absolutely agree. And I'll go as far as to say this. There is something to be said about every single time I'm watching or I'm tuning into a Valkyries home game or I see it on social. So
the vibe is cracking.
The vibe, there's been a Warriors player there every single time. Whether Kevon Looney over the weekend.
Okay, so that's interesting.
There's a Pajemski factor. Kuminga early on. Steve Kerr's been to games. I'm sure Steph is going to be going to some games with Riley or Cannon or whoever, right? That matters to me.
But on the Lakeup part, and I've seen the texts flow in here, and I'll read some of them, and you can get in 888-957-9570. If you've gone to some games or if you're planning on going to some games, why? Like, it's a simple question. I'm talking about the Giants. And it could also go into the Valkyries because I think there's some overlap here. It's because Buster's back from the Fall 1-5. Buster's in charge. In Buster, we trust. I think a lot of just basketball fans view Lacob similarly in the sense of, like, if Lacob's got his hands in the mix, I think it's going to be a good product. Now, again, I think with the Valkyries, there's, hey, I can go to a Chase Center game and sit in a seat that I might otherwise not be able to afford. Mm. I want my sons or daughters to be able to experience professional female athletes or just to be close to the action. I think there's the newness factor. There's the coolness factor. Friday night at the Giants game, my cousin over here, Tim Manning's texting me. It was Irish Heritage Night.
Oh,
and
yeah.
His boys were out there for Irish Heritage Night doing the bagpipes. And a lot of people show up because of those types of nights. Hey, I'm Irish American. I want to go support the Irish Heritage Night and I want to, sure, you know, go have fun. Yesterday was Hello Kitty Jersey Day. A lot of people showed up to the game early. The Giants do a great job, and I know the Warriors do as well, so I know they had an Irish Heritage Night as well. They do a great job incorporating different kind of fun activities like that for people to want to go, but that can't be the only thing. You know what I mean? Like, there's more to it, but those are little tiny, like, hey, it's Hello Kitty night. I want to go to the game.
And just let's keep it a buck. It's the best ballpark in baseball still. Like, whenever I go there.
But Chase Center, there's something to that, too.
There is something to that, but baseball's such a unique, it's an outdoor experience. Now, I know there's domes, but especially in California, it is an outside experience. And
it's
I'm going outdoors, in a sense, and I am hanging out. I'm with my friends. I'm with my family. It is a group experience, and it could be two people. Hell, it could be one person. I don't shame people. I go, whether it's the movies by themselves, they go to a restaurant by themselves, they go to games by themselves. You're selling everyone, man. And there is a uniqueness still when it comes to that ballpark, where it's located. And I do think the A's being out of there is convenient for a lot more friends and family. When they're coming over here.
Do you think the fact that they have some personalities that people like? So I'm seeing this text. And again, get in 888-957-9570.
Personalities help.
209. It's the players that actually have personalities, and it's making a difference.
I'll push back on
Willie,
that per se.
Ramos, JHL, people love those guys, and it sells tickets. That's interesting.
Well, that's not, I wouldn't say personality per se. They have like a flair when they're playing. Like, what if I said who is the big personality on the Giants right now, who would you say?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, so you have to think about it. I don't think it's personality.
Well, I think Lily has a huge personality, but I don't think we've been able to see it because he's been struggling.
Exactly. Or we don't want to hear it because he is struggling and there is something to be said. Like, yeah, no, Carter's shaking his head. I don't want to hear from Willie right now.
Well, like, that's kind of my point. Yeah. But I do think Willie has it. That's why I paused. I do think he has a big personality.
Jung Hoo Lee does too. English isn't his first language. So there is a language barrier there. He's getting better. But when he does speak, it is fun and he's learning the language and there is something to be said about that. I am learning Korean through him as well. Like, I do think it'd be more fun if they have those. I see it all the time when it comes to the NBA. They do a really good job at this when some of their foreign players, like, learn Japanese with Rui Hachimura. And there's things about that. Like, I would love to see the Giants social do more of that. Learn Korean with Jung Hoo Lee. Like, that'd be great. Like, that there is something to be part of that. For the longest time, Ichiro was one of the faces of baseball, right? Like, he was an international face of Major League Baseball. He was a big, like, he wasn't really a personality, but he had this smile. He had this way about him. He did speak through a translator, although he did know English the entire time. But he always preferred to speak through a translator because he didn't want his words to be parsed. He didn't want to be a gotcha moment. And I totally understand that from his perspective. But it is funny. I don't know if you ever watched his sit down with Bob Costas. A long time ago, he had a sit down with Bob Costas. And he was speaking in English to him. And he said one of his favorite American sayings. I can't speak to it on air. But it's like, it's hotter than... hotter than a beaver in Kansas City, but it uses another word. It is hilarious. Hilarious. But, like, that's the thing. Like, if Jung Hoo Lee's your biggest personality on the team, which I actually think he is, let me hear more from him. Even if it's in Korean, put that on social. I'd love that stuff. I could gravitate towards that because the longest time, you a Giants fan, as you're decked out in Giants gear, you wanted an international player.
Absolutely.
That you can gravitate towards, right? This is a melting pot. This is one of the major cities in America, which is a melting pot.
But
let me see and hear more from him.
I think when I think about Jung Hoo Lee, though, I think when the cameras pan to the specific hooligans that are out in the field.
Yeah, then, yeah.
No, like, you could laugh at it, but I do think there are people that watch that from afar and like, I want to get in on that. And I might roll my eyes or laugh a little or, you know, be a little more cynical on it. But I do think that there are, like, kids out there watching that are like, oh, that looks different. That's cool. Like, there's an anime look to it.
Well, that's
when they have the outfits.
Off the catch, into the lane, back for Martin, right wing, three, cha-ching! 36-34, Valkyries on top!
There is the sounder. Caller number 5 right now on the contest line, 415-523-4652. Again, that is 415-523-4652. The Valkyries' inaugural season is in full swing. Valhalla has been an incredible environment through the first half of the season. The team has an amazing homestand coming up where they welcome the Seattle Storm on June 14th, Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever on June 19th, Sabrina Ionescu and the Liberty on June 25th. Go to Valkyries.com for your tickets, but be calling number 5 right now to the contest line, and you will win a pair of tickets to their matchup against the Connecticut Sun on June 22nd at Chase Center. So there you go.
Let's get some Valkyrie tickets.
Dude, I want to go to a game. The tickets are hard. I'm asking everyone, big boss man, hey, can I get some Valkyries tickets over here? Like, yeah, fat chance, because they got sellout after sellout after sellout. It's the hottest ticket in sports.
It is.
It really is.
Carter, you're the young guy from the city. I want your opinion
This. We're all the same age, by the way, Joe. Sam, Carter, and myself.
Yeah, but he's got like a crew of rich guys that, you know, that has like expendable money.
Expendable money.
Giants games right now. All your boys are going, huh? There's a fervor to go to a Giants game.
100%.
Why? Why is that? What's different? Why are your boys in that? Because the same. If I said the same thing 2 years ago, your friends would not be in on it. Is there something about being removed from COVID? Like, is there, or is it strictly the product of the game and the funness and the cool factor?
There's a sense of hope.
Really?
It's in the air. I just think that there was this dark cloud, it felt like, with the Farhan regime. And I think, like, I was just over it, like, personally. It felt like this guy just knew more than everyone else. And
I love that, Carter. Has the dark cloud officially been lifted from the San Francisco Giants for you? Whatever that was, whether it was Farhan Zaidi, whether it was the style of play, whether it was the lack of big moves being made, has the dark cloud been lifted from the San Francisco Giants? 888-957-9570. I think it has for a lot of people. That's a great point.
There's something about, like, I remember when I went to Levi's early on and no one wanted to go to Levi's. And then for like the run that they went on, by the time the 2019 playoffs came around, everyone wanted to be at Levi's. Like everyone. And there was, you could feel the momentum building as the season kept going and going. And then they had like a, I don't know, multi-year run, if you will, where it's like, oh, I got to be at every game. And there's this sense of urgency. For the Giants, it was that way from like 2010 through what, 2016-17? And then about halfway through 2017 until now. I mean, we're talking like 7 years. There wasn't this fervor of, I got to be there.
Right.
There just wasn't. And now I'm noticing this like party atmosphere. My niece, you know, she's in her young 20s, and her girlfriends, like they will go to an occasional Giants game when they're all back in town or whatever. She's gone to so many games on a Friday night. Cause why? Now it's the cool, fun place to be for the young 20 somethings.
Right.
And there's this like party atmosphere, and yes, the game and the players, that's an element of it, but there's a coolness factor that's stapled to it. Like I'm trying to connect the dots here and try to understand it.
No, there is something to be said about whether it's the millennial, whatever Gen X, whatever we're on now. Like when people are just casual fans, that does matter what you're saying.
Yes.
When it's just a cool place to be at, I want to go there and tell the game, I'm taking a selfie with all my friends. And we're just at the game.
It's true.
It's a social, it's a status thing.
You mean,
we are there.
Meet me at the cable car out in dead center field. I'm going to be the belligerent one.
There you go.
Yeah, you and 7,000 other people.
Exactly, but I got the bay in the background. You get the picture of it all. It becomes an event. And
yes,
that's what it is.
Does.
It's an event. The Valkyries thing, it's an event. I'm at Thrive City. We're hanging out. We're getting some brewskis.
Well, Joe, you know what we call it?
What do we call it?
Doing a lap. You go to the game. Carter knows exactly what I'm talking about.
You love doing the lap.
You have to do the lap. And then you play the game. You know what the game is.
What's the game?
Who can run into someone first?
Oh, God.
It's a game.
I always get it. I was down in Monterey for like the last couple of days.
And Carter knows exactly what I'm talking about.
It's such a smaller area. When you truly grow up and you go back to a certain area where you grew up, you just realize how small it is sometimes.
No doubt.
And you just see everyone's just like, I don't want to see anyone from either high school I haven't seen in 10 plus years. And then,
well, that's how the game works.
And then I'm being told,
you run into someone you don't want to run into.
Right.
That's the game. It's literally the game.
And then I sound like such a hater. Like, God, you're just a boring person or an angry person. What happened to you in high school?
No.
It's actually nothing bad. I don't want to have the conversation of just catching up on
Joe,
life
you've got to
for the last hour.
The unofficial head nod, and I actually have to meet somebody. And then you just keep it moving.
There you go, the Irish
goodbye. I'm in a hurry, yeah. I gotta go. And you just give them the quick dab.
The Irish heritage night, right? Irish goodbye, just don't even say anything, just dip, right?
I'm telling you, dude, the bleachers feel like a vibe. And seeing that on Saturday afternoon when Chapman hit that dinger, I could feel it, man. And it's just something is really starting to pick up momentum right now. And I want to hear from the fans on it because I feel like I'm a little late to the party.
Has the dark cloud been lifted over the San Francisco Giants of the last few seasons? 888-957-9570 is the number. Right now, I guess if you had a concern about this team, as we're talking about the momentum and capturing that and like the bats, but again, like the way you won these last five games, not to say the bats aren't still a problem, but it showed me that you could, you've sustained runs now of winning one run games five in a row. That's not nothing for me. That's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like that's the difference between winning and losing and getting to the playoffs is winning games like you just did, Joe.
Yes.
Because you weren't doing that the last few seasons. And going back to what you were saying about capturing the audience, I do think some of the shine has been lost on the Niners after what happened this last season and not making the playoffs and being there and getting to a Super Bowl and falling on your face and all the toxicity and the drama that was the case. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind right now. I know they got mandatory mini camp starting tomorrow for the next couple days. We'll see if everyone shows up who's supposed to show up. Even the Warriors, the way it ended was kind of like, oh, you lost Steph. It's just like, eh. That was deflating.
I had a buddy tell me that his brother, who's a season ticket holder
for
the Warriors,
okay,
tried to sell game three after Steph was hurt, Minnesota Timberwolves game, and couldn't find anyone to even buy it at face value, where he would take a loss after all of the, you know, the service fees and everything like that. And that kind of blew me away.
That's actually insane.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
Right, because you're still having Jimmy Butler there.
I know.
It's not Steph. You still have Anthony Edwards on the other side. It's a playoff game.
I know.
That's actually
series
insane.
Was 1-1 at the time.
Yeah.
Now, no, is that a one-off?
Maybe.
I don't know. But I found that to be quite interesting. I was like, oh, I'm going to file that away.
Well, and I was reading this article, as I referenced earlier, why the Golden State Valkyries will be the WNBA's most valuable team next year, as they have had nothing but sellouts for all their home games. So much so, you know how incredible that is? Like ESPN, during their finals game one broadcast, I don't know if you heard that, they were promoting Valkyries Aces because it was on ESPN. They were promoting that, and Doris Burke went out of her way. Yeah, the Golden State Valkyries, the only WNBA team in the history of the league to have all those sellouts to open up their season. Like, that's something.
Yeah.
And Jess Smith, the team's president, who I think joined Steiny and Goo at some point, I think before the season or when the season started, he joined them courtesy of the River Islands guest line. She alluded to that in the article saying, quote, we're not selling them, the people, the fans, something that's an extension. Of like, it's not an extension of the Warriors. It's not an extension.
No, it's a totally new thing.
It's not an extension of the WNBA. No, this is a team. It's a new thing. And then she said, we're truly selling them on a unique audience who happens to play in the same building in a market that's already important to them. So it's separate from the Warriors. It's not the Warriors extension. No, it's its own thing.
I would also add to that probably the smartest thing they could have done was go away from the color scheme of the Warriors and do their own brand. The floor looks different. The uniforms look different. They feel like their own entity all in their own. And I actually think that's a brilliant move because now they're not drafting off of the vibes of the Warriors. They're just creating their own thing from ground up. And I think that there's something that people want to be a part of, like the come up, right? There's something about that. And I think it's a great hook.
And I think timing is everything in life.
Yeah.
Or real estate or whatever the hell you want to talk to. Timing is everything. And the fact that they launched their franchise right on the heels of Caitlin Clark and what she did for the WNBA, basically putting it on the map right now. I think that's a huge story in all this. The fact that the Giants are doing this right now and getting hot, Joe, the fact that they're doing it right now on the heels of the Warriors and losing Steph Curry when the 49ers aren't doing anything and it's summertime, I think it matters.
Can I read you this text? I actually think this is one of the most fascinating. 510, there's no drama surrounding the Giants. Unlike the Niners, it's all about ball right now for the Giants. Fans get exhausted hearing about Ayuk, Trent, and CMC. That is really fascinating. Look, we do this job for a living. And it's a job, but it's not a job, but it is a job. And we talk, like, I'm exhausted by the Kuminga conversation.
Sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think the fans are?
Probably.
Yeah. I'm exhausted hearing about Brandon Ayuk's Instagram.
Yeah, that was funny over the weekend. I'm not going to lie. There was some funny things in there.
No, it might be funny.
But you're done with the drama.
It's been 2 years of trying to, like, decipher his hieroglyphics that he's posting on Instagram. There is something special about just breaking down the actual games and talking about the roster and talking about the game that just happened the night before And I do find the Giants, just the whole Giants thing, so refreshing. Mm-hmm. And this is, I mean, you know, we'll see what he ends up being. But if Bryce Eldridge at some point comes up, now he went 0-3 and 0-4 in AAA over
trade
the
him for Trout. Doing it.
No,
right now.
No one's doing that.
I'm doing it.
If he comes up and just shows anything, I think he could be one of the biggest stars in the Bay Area almost immediately.
Well, he's literally a larger than life figure. He is an Aaron Judge type of Paul Bunyan guy. He's like 6'7". He's 20 years old.
I mean, he comes
he's
up.
20.
Think about the way we're talking about the Giants right now. It's a lot of positivity. Look, they need a bat. We all see it. Like, they need a bat. They bring this kid up, and he has a week, just a week, of hitting a couple of balls hard. I mean, this dude is going to be floating across the Bay Area when it comes to the way he's going to be presented. Am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.